Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Look, a little bit soon, you know what we're going to talk about? We're going to talk about an altercation I nearly had at a cafe.
Ooh.
Nearly got feisty on a Saturday morning.
Did you get your fisty cuffs out, Gabe?
Almost. It was very close.
Did you cut your fingernails?
Yeah, well, always before a fight. Always.
You are listening to Morning Glory on Joy 94.9 with Ben and Gabe.
You sure are.
Yeah. What's a morning without coffee, hey, Gabe?
I've had about five already.
Yeah. I've just got mine hooked up to my system at this point.
Yeah. So Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
You met up with Trump. First time ever.
First time ever.
Awkward first
Do you
day.
Feel a bit safer now they're besties?
I don't feel safer at all. It is a major concern.
I mean, the world's a little bit more tanned.
It's, yeah. You think they fake tanned each other?
Hopefully.
I like to imagine that they held hands over the table, just like tiny mate baby man hands.
What, played footsie?
Yeah, look, I bet the mate would be so cute, just like having a little bit of a scuffle under
Is
the
Trump table. Quite little?
He is little.
Yeah.
They're both very little.
Yeah. Although Trump's like that big, Trump's like this Sir Les Patterson type character.
Yeah.
I reckon it's just like this little man with just this big suit on with all this padding and stuff.
Yeah. I reckon his shoes are probably two sizes too big and his feet are actually smaller than they even appear. But I like that it's like those two would get, I feel like they'll get along because it's like an idiot talking to an idiot.
Yeah.
Like if anyone's going to understand each other, it's these two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Joy.
Gabe, do you think the world's a safer place now?
Definitely
not. Kim Jong-un and Trump are holding hands and besties.
It sounds cute, but the reality is quite scary, to be honest.
I love how Trump's just always like, great chat,
yeah,
really good, got a lot of faith in this, holds up his thumbs.
Yeah. I love that I could just imagine them like shaking hands, like, kind of like two little kids in the playground, like, hi.
Yeah.
I just feel like little kids are like, hi, my name's Dean and I like trains. It's kind of like with Trump, it'd be like, hi, my name's Trump and I love guns. It's like they've got something in common.
I like money.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great class today. Real good class. Yeah.
And I wish I could have been a fly on the wall for that one.
Did you see Trump when he met Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister?
No, I didn't.
I think he because, you know, Trump's is always really awkward in general. But I think he was like, when he had a meeting with Justin Trudeau, he was like flicking off his dandruff off his suit
in
front of all these press and cameras.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a great world leader, isn't he?
He's very awkward. Very awkward.
Speaking of awkward first dates.
Yeah.
Have you ever had any awkward first dates, Gabe?
Yeah, I have. I've had a few.
Yeah.
Who would have thought I would be awkward? Probably going through the mental catalogue here. One of the most recent ones I had a few years ago now, I was met with a guy and at the end of the date, I knew that he was going to try and kiss me, right? And it was really cold. We'd gone out the front of this pub and I was doing my jacket up. And as I did the zipper up, my hair got stuck in the zipper. So my head...
Oh, no.
My head was stuck to my jacket. So my head was against my shoulder.
Mm.
And he kind of took that as a sign of me leaning in for a kiss. But actually... My head was just stuck in my zipper. So as he kind of leaned in, I realised the only way I could get out of that was to like basically rip a chunk of hair out so I could free myself. And as I did that, as I ripped my hair out, my arm kind of bounced back and I nearly punched him in the face.
That's a little bit of a there's something about Mary type thing.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah. It was like there was a fair bit of hair left in my jacket, but it was worth it.
Yeah.
I ran.
Yeah. My dates usually descend on like, hey, how are you? And then you hear the sound of skid marks on the road.
Yeah. Just getting out of there.
Yeah.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
Gabe.
Yes.
I went to the footy.
You did?
The Pride game.
Oh yeah, how was it?
I loved it.
You did?
Yeah.
Everything about it?
Well, let me just say, it's a really great thing that they do the Pride game every year.
Sure is.
Because we're celebrating diversity and inclusion in a sport that's pretty straight.
It is very straight.
It's very straight.
I've never seen so many straight men wrestle in the same place at the same time.
Well, yeah, maybe just except for my bedroom, maybe.
How many straight men have you got wrestling in there?
Look, there's a line out the door. Yeah. I kid. But no, look, it is a great cause and it's a great thing that they do, but I just think it needed to be gayer.
Oh, not gay enough.
Yeah, not gay enough.
I see.
Yeah.
What did you want?
So at the start they had some touching speeches. During some of the half times they did a lot of personal speeches as well on the video screens.
Yeah.
Which was really great.
Yep.
I did find it funny. They actually played It's Raining Men.
Oh, really?
Before the game started.
That's hilarious.
Do you think that's stereotyping a little bit?
Yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is, but it's also quite... I mean, what did you want? Did you want, the Mardi Gras float or something?
Pretty much.
Like halftime sauna?
Well, I think they needed, some drag shows or something in the halftime.
Yeah, that would be cool
Do you remember in the 90s, I don't know if you will remember this, but Tina Turner used to do ads for the NRL?
I don't remember.
With Simply the Best. And I was just thinking, why don't they get a drag queen to come out and just, you know.
More razzle dazzle.
More razzle dazzle.
What about the catering? Was it still beers and pies?
The food's terrible at the footy.
Was there any gay food though?
No.
No quiche?
No quiche.
No macaroons?
What are you saying here, Gabe?
I just thought there might have been some espresso martinis or something.
Like some high tea or something.
Yeah, beer and pies.
Beer in these little tiny cups with little forks or something with these little miniature pies for our dainty hands.
Okay, they might be going too far. I think just one step at a time for all those straight white guys out there. It's just too much too soon, I think.
Yeah.
Because pride is it an emotion? Because I can imagine a lot of the guys there would have been oh, that's an emotion. I don't feel emotions.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, every time that someone scored a goal, the projections in the arena or stadium, I should say, would turn into rainbow.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was kind of cool. But there needed to be a bloody confetti cannon.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted a drag queen dressed as pink to come from the ceiling and, do all of that.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe for the winning team, you know how they always play their house song, their home team song?
Yeah.
Why don't they play CC Peniston finally or something? Or,
okay,
I don't know, Gloria Gaynor.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Kylie spinning around.
Kylie would be perfect.
She would be perfect.
If you've got any ideas for the next AFL Pride game, let us know. We could probably get those messages out there. We want to hear.
Yeah, just make it gayer. I did realise that Buddy Franklin's kind of hot. Never knew what he looked like, but he's quite hot.
Oh, yeah.
I feel the most exciting part, and I'm going to sound like a pervert here, is there was a little bit of a tackle. I think I almost saw half a butt cheek.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a little bit gay.
Yeah.
One cheek at a time.
One cheek at a time.
You might get two next round.
Maybe as well, on my final note, they should just make it more tackling.
Yeah.
I love how I'm criticising the fact that, you know, they played It's Raining Men stereotyping and I'm just saying that, you know, there needs to be more tackling.
Joy.
I thought you were telling people to go out and Dua Lipa.
Oh, Dua Lipa. What is a Dua Lipa?
It's 7:45 on a Wednesday morning.
Dua Lipa. I think that would mean you'd have to have perfectly manicured eyebrows because she has very good eyebrows.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. I knew you were going to say you didn't know what she looked like.
As if I care about eyebrows.
Because you don't have any.
I do have eyebrows.
Yeah, you do.
I'm very defensive, aren't I? I'm worked up about this doctor thing.
Yeah, what's the go with that, Gabe?
Okay, so I went to the doctor. It's not gross, but I had a swollen eyelid and I had stuff to do. And I didn't want to... Exactly, it's not cool. So what I did is I went to a doctor and I think it was his first day. Guess what he did?
What?
You'll never guess. He Googled it.
You're kidding.
In front of me.
Hang on, so you've gone in and you've said, oh, I've got an inflamed eye or my eye is sore.
I would like a professional opinion. He just went on the internet and he sat there and typed with his two index fingers. You can see it now, just duck, duck, duck.
Oh,
duck,
no, did he do that slow type thing where you're just sitting there in silence and they're just like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can see that they've spelt the word wrong and then you can just watch them figure it out and then go backspace, backspace, backspace. Anyway, he Googled what could be wrong with my eyes and then he showed me the screen. I could have done that at home. I went to a doctor I don't think he really passed medical school.
No.
He may have just passed.
What, did he get it from an infomercial late at night or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's no good.
Paid three installments of $14.95 to become a doctor.
It was probably a little bit more expensive than that, but he probably did pay to finish. It's not cool.
It's always really funny when you're in the doctor's surgery because they do have a duty of care, depending on how bad your symptoms are.
You would hope
sometimes so. You're in a bit of a bad state, and sometimes you get doctors that just have really bad people skills, and you could be sitting there going, my arm's just been chopped off and blood's flowing out profusely, and they don't say anything and they're just type.
Has anyone out there recently realised that they need a new doctor? I want to hear your stories. You know, getting online and checking out symptoms, anyone can do that.
Look, I have to just say, everyone, you should always go to a doctor, but I probably go to the doctor less than I should and probably just online doctor myself all the time.
Well, I mean,
I reckon everyone does.
You just go to my doctor, he'll do it for you.
Do you always go in for the one thing specifically? Because I tend to like to cram it all in. I sometimes will get the longer session if I can and just get a whole bunch of things if I can.
I only ever go in for the one thing and it's called a medical certificate.
Has your eye recovered?
It has. I mean, you're looking at me, it looks pretty good, right?
No, it looks great.
Thanks.
Can you see clearly?
Yes, I can.
Joy.
Loving today. The sun's out. It's starting to warm up a little bit.
We finally know what we each look like now, don't we, Gabe?
Yeah. It's always good in the mornings. It's dark.
It's like we're blindfolded when we come in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just imagine that I'm sitting here with like a pretty brunette. Well, I kind of am, aren't I?
Are you into brunettes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend is brunette, isn't she?
Yes.
I'll play that role for you this morning.
Okay, cool. A week next time, and I would appreciate that.
All right, then. Gabe, you went to a coffee shop. Well, you did more than that. What happened?
Well, I went to a coffee shop around the corner, right? I'd never been there before, and I'm waiting. It's busy. It's, like, quite a lot of people in there. They're talking. I'd, like, given them my name when I made the order. I just going to get in there, get a quick takeaway, and get out of there, right?
Standard process.
Yeah. I'm just standing there, just watching the world around me. Someone taps me on the shoulder. I look at them, and he goes to me, are you gay?
I shouldn't laugh, yeah.
Well, in my mind, I'm thinking, how does this have anything to do with my coffee order?
What's that got to do with the price of beans?
Exactly. I'm about to get all fired up, and then I look down at my coffee mug.
Yeah.
And he's written gay as my name, like the name gay. So when he was like, are you gay? He meant, is your name gay? And I just like, oh, okay, yeah, I meant Gabe, but I'll take Gay's coffee. Anyway, it was just a bit of a laugh because I was a bit fired up and then I realised it was just a misunderstanding. So often I actually use the name Kate as an alias when I'm getting coffee. It's
Kate.
Just easier. Kate. Yeah. It's easy. You can't spell it wrong. Never any questions. I just think that's a bit of a boring suggestion, though.
Is everyone just really hard of hearing, do you reckon? Because I will answer the phone at work and I'll be like, hello, Ben speaking. And they'll go, hello, Dan. And I'll be like, no, Ben. Oh, Dan. I'm like, no, B-E-N. Like, Ben's the most easiest name in the world.
Seriously.
You know.
I don't know how people get it wrong. Maybe they just don't listen.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just think that if you're going to get a coffee, takeaway coffee, you should just mix it up a bit, though. Just, like, use a different name.
See, I don't really care. Well, but a lot of people do use aliases. Like, I know my mum uses an alias. I don't know why. But
does she?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to use the name Bueller.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that when, like, they call out your name, you ignore it. And then
Bueller.
Just
Bueller.
See?
Bueller.
How funny would that be in a cafe?
And it's just,
Bueller.
Like, on repeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bueller.
I have a friend that was at a coffee shop at the airport. They said that they heard the name Kylie called out. He actually saw the genuine, real Kylie Minogue coming up to collect her coffee.
Oh, wow. So Kylie uses her name Kylie.
She uses her real name. Do you reckon it's because of Kylie Jenner and she's just like, I am Kylie and you better not forget it or something? Or I guess she's just a bit chill.
No, I think it's just because it's her name. That's what I reckon. You know, apparently Matt Damon, when he checks in hotels, he uses the name John President.
Oh, that's great.
How good would it be if you get to the hotel and they look at you and just go, hello, Mr. President? That's such a good one.
I'm just thinking, you know, how you just reminded me before how you were saying how the attendant came up to you and said, oh, are you gay?
Yeah.
I'd love to know what would happen if I got asked that. You know, I'm just in like my showgirl feathers and my sequins. Excuse me, are you gay? And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Darling.
I'm off to the footy. We are running out of time, but should we get some shout outs from people to see maybe what their aliases are?
Well, they could be whatever they want.
Yeah.
Whoever they want. It's your chance to shine. I'll hear some suggestions. I'll use them during the week.
Oh, you will. And we have had a little shout out from Barbara.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People get her name wrong.
What do they call her?
Margaret.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Doesn't even sound anything like.
Not even close.
Oh, thanks for the shout out, Margaret. Wink.
Download the Joy 94.9 smartphone app today. See joy.org.au.